It's a schosen and honor to be here today. As I say every week, one of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, Sukkot is coming to an end. Wow, that amazing holiday of Sukkot. But we have so many things to talk about. We have to talk about Sukkot. We have to talk about Hoshana Rabbah. We have to talk about Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. And we can't forget Bezos HaBracha. We'll put that within Simchas Torah because we read the end of the Torah at Simchas Torah. But again, we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yesod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. Five times in the Torah do we talk about the Moadim. Parshas, Mishpatim, and Shemos. Parshas, Kisisa. Parshas, in Vayikra, Emor. The Parsha of the Moadim. And then again in Dvarim, in Parshas Pinchas, and Parshas Re'eh. And it's amazing. If you look in Perek of Gimel, Pasuk of Gimel, 23-23, right? Like 23 Rashbam, where Chaim Kanievsky is absolutely still live. Amazing. 23-23. So the last week what we were talking about is that we have the Pesach, the Shavuos, the Sukkot, all coming together, that Nisuin, that Erusin, the first stage, and then Nisuin, the second stage, and then living together, the Shavar Brachos. But I heard something amazing. It tells us in Chaf Gimel, the Torah is talking about going from Pesach to Shavuos, and then it says, Vayidaber Hashem o Moshe Leimor. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, and we know the Gemara tells us in Makos, that whenever it says Vayidaber, it's Lashem Koshe, it's a harsh, it's a strong language. And it says, Daber b'nei Yisrael leimor, b'chodesh hashvi, b'echad l'chodesh, yeh lachem, shabason zichron trua. On the first of the seventh month, you should have the shofar blast. What? We're talking about the Moadim, and all of a sudden, the Torah throws in Rosh Hashanah. And then it speaks about Yom Kippur. And then, all of a sudden, it starts talking about Sukkot. And it says again, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe leimor, perachav gimel, pasuk lamed gimel, Daber b'nei Yisrael. And it says, you know what? On the 15th day, you're going to have Sukkot. Then it stops, and all of a sudden, it talks about the Karbanos, and then it talks about the mitzvahs of Sukkot. So question one, why is Sukkot, first of all, in Parshas Emor, there's a break. It's not just Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, like it's been in Mishpatim and other places, but it takes a break, Lashon Kasha, strong language, going right after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Why is that? Question one. Question two, Hoshana Rabbah. We're coming so close to Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot. And Hoshana Rabbah is a very complex day. Right? We spoke about Rosh Hashanah being a day of Simcha, being a day of Yirun Pachad. Also the day of Hoshana Rabbah is very, very perplexing. Why? Because on the one hand, it's just the last day of Sukkot. But on the other hand, we know that Chazal tell us it's a Yom HaDin. Another day of Yom HaDin? Didn't we just have a Yom Kippur? Wasn't that the Day of Judgment? Furthermore, we know that on Hoshana Rabbah, you go to shul, longer Pesukei Zimra, if you get up a little late, you have a little extra, Chas V'Shalom, but you wait, you have a little extra time, a longer Pesukei Zimra, he's in the Kittel, the Chazan's in the Kittel, and then all of a sudden you're saying so many Hoshanas over and over again, and then you go and you take, right, the big bundles of the Arvei Nachal, and you start whipping it on the ground. Why Arvei Nachal? We know it's near the water, and the whole holiday of Sukkot is water. But what does water represent? And furthermore, there's an amazing medrash. I spoke about this medrash before. The medrash says, I gave you Chaf Aleph Tishrei, 21st day of Tishrei. Why? Because Avram Avinu, he was the 21st generation. He wasn't really 21st, he was the 20th, right? First to 10 was Noach, and then 10 to 20 was Avraham. But really, maybe, perhaps, he was before Noach, before the flood, and after the flood. But the Medrash says that 21st day represents the 20th generation of the world, Avraham Avinu. What is the connection between Hoshana Rabbah and Avraham Avinu? Question three. Again, we got a lot to do. We know that we got Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah and Eretz Yisrael. They're all together in Chutz La'aretz, two separate days. But there's an amazing medrash. We all know this medrash. This is going to be the number one question. I'm not here to rate the questions, but everyone talks about this question. Rashi brings down in Perakov Gimel Posek Amidvov. Again, Parshas Emor Vayikro, that's the main place. And Rashi says Atzeres. You know what Atzeres means? Rashi says, I'll give you a mashal. Why is it called Atzeres? Because you have a king. It's always about the king. He invites his son to the banquet. And then he's there for a couple of days. And then he's about to leave. And the king says, my son, please stay with me one more day. It's so hard for me. Kosha aleihem predaschem. It's so hard for me to be away from you. And the Gemara in Sukkah Nunhei in the Gemedger says, give me one day, that's Shemini Atzeres. Imagine, you take your kid to Gan or preschool, and all of a sudden the kid's crying, you're like, get inside. And then all of a sudden you tell the teacher, you know what, I'm just going to sit inside. The teacher's like, no, just what are you doing? No, I'll make it easier. No, well, it'll make it harder. So then he'll be with you for another hour, and then all of a sudden he'll cry even more. Does that make sense? It's so hard, so just stay one more day. It's going to make it even harder another day. That's the famous question on the Medrash. And lastly, we'll call it 3B, even though it's totally 4. It's B'zayis HaBaracha. But again, we read it on Simchas Torah, so it's kind of connected. It says, V'zos HaBaracha. In Avav, Paraglama Gimel Pasek Aleph, V'zos HaBaracha Asher Berach Moshe. Why the Vav? Vav is always going on something from before. But we're talking about brachas. Why all of a sudden is it saying Vizos HaBaracha? Furthermore, it says, Asher Berach Moshe Ish Elokim. The first time in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was called Ish Elokim, the last parsha of the Torah. Ish Elokim. And furthermore, it goes in the next pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to give all the brachas, and then it says, Vayomer Hashem mit Sinai. And he said, Hashem came from Sinai. But Moshe, you're about to give the brachas, and all of a sudden, you talk about Hashem coming from Sinai. Why? And lastly, I saw a friend brings down a very, very interesting question, the last Rashi. Right? You have the last Rashi on Chumash, on the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of a sudden, Leinei Kol Yisrael, the last words in the Torah. And what does it say? It says, Uliyad HaYad HaZakah, all the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did for Klal Yisrael. And Rashi says, Shenasalibo lishpor haluchos. You know what was Leinei Kol Yisrael? That Moshe Rabbeinu went and he smashed the luchos. The last Rashi. Talking about Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the luchos. That's the last Rashi. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is great for. Again, Rashi brings before that he did all these miracles and he brought him out of Mitzrayim. But the last Rashi. So again, let's discuss it over. We got a lot to do. A lot of things coming in the next couple of days. The end of Sukkot. Shana Rabba. Shmini Atzeres. Simchas Torah. And Brzois HaBaracha. So again, let's discuss it over. Question number one. All of a sudden by Sukkot, it says by Yidaber, coming right after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In all the other places in the Torah, it goes Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Why this Lashon Kasheh? What is by Yidaber Hashem by Sukkot? Question two, Hoshana Rabba. What is this day of Hoshana Rabba? Is it a day of Din? Is it the last day of Simcha of Sukkot? Why is it connected to Avraham Avinu, 21st generation, 21st day of Tishrei? Shmini Atzeres, stay with me one more day. Really? One more day? Isn't that going to make it harder? And the last question is, Vizos HaBracha, what's the connection, Vizos, the extra Vav, coming? We're talking about Brachos of Moshe Rabbeinu. He's called Ish Elokim, first time in the Torah. And lastly, why, again, a lot of questions. Why the last Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu, breaking the luchos? So what's the yisoid? What is the foundation? So much to talk about. We're going to try to put it all together. So it's always about that king. Right, Rashi, we saw Rashi brings the king. About the king. The king was the king. And now, the amazing thing was the king wanted to marry off his daughter. But now the king was nervous. I'm marrying off the daughter, my daughter. And someone's going to want to marry her just because I'm royalty. So I'm going to make a certain thing. I'm going to tell anyone who ever wants to marry my daughter, there's one condition. And the condition is you're not allowed to see her. So everyone, they're talking to town. I'm going to marry someone that I can't see. That's nuts. How can I marry someone that I can't see what she looks like? Maybe she's a pig. Maybe she doesn't have any legs, man. How can I marry someone that I don't know who she is? And no one is coming forward. No one. Oh, there's people talking about it. I want to have royalty, fame. maybe she's great, maybe she's not. And then all of a sudden, that one guy, it's always about that one guy, he comes through and he says, I'm going to do it. I want to marry the king's daughter. So he marries the king's daughter. He's under the chuppah, obviously, Jewish king. He's under the chuppah, and he sees his kala for the first time, and she's beautiful, unbelievable. He's like, whoa, beautiful. They get married, and he's like, there has to be something off, because, like, she's beautiful, and I'm the king, I'm going to be the king, she's going to, you know, be the queen one day. And he starts getting to know her, and her midos, her character traits, are amazing. And he's starting to get to know her more and more. And, wow, I'm the luckiest guy in the world. And 6 months later, this, we'll call him the prince, going to be the king, hopefully one day. He says, I want to make another chasana. Why another chasana? Because he said, listen, I married this girl, I didn't know who she was, and now I'm able to live with her. Wow, look how lucky I am. What's the nimsha? What's the explanation? Klal Yisrael got married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was a level of Naseh V'Nishma. They didn't know exactly what they were getting into. Again, they were being servants of Hashem because we love Hashem, Naseh V'Nishma. Kofoleim Har Kegigis, and we accepted everything. But we didn't know exactly what we're getting into. And then Klal Yisrael realizes, wow, how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to be part of this Jewish nation, to have rules and regulations, but for us, the good things. And then we want to make another chasana. A chasana of coming together. The beauty, 6 months later, right after our Pesach, we come and we have sukkahs because it's a time of, wow, getting to know the Ribbono Shelom. And that's what's going on here. Sukkahs is a time, like we spoke about last week, is a time of getting close to Hashem, living in the sukkah, living Anoni HaKavod, living, hovering in His cloud of glory. Such an amazing thing. But Hashem says, it's not only simcha, there's something else. It's Yemei HaDin. It's Day of Judgment. Why is it Day of Judgment? What do you mean? We had a Yom Kippur. I've heard Rav Eitan Feiner quoted Rav Gamliel, beautiful. And he says that Sukkot again, obviously we're going Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, like we've been saying, this relationship, bringing it in. But it's also coming after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's Yemei HaDin. Hashem says, listen, I'm giving you all these mitzvahs, but now I'm giving you the mitzvah of Sukkot. I'm giving you the mitzvah of Dalet, meaning we spoke about last week, the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, all the different Jews coming together, sitting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Sukkah. And I'm giving you the mitzvah of Sukkah. And I'm giving you all these things. Now I want to see the din. Did you take it upon yourself? Did you view it as, wow, I'm an Evet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the whole idea, that's why the last day is Hoshana Rabbah. Why Hoshana Rabbah? Because it's a Yemei HaSimcha. But it's coupled with Yemei HaDin. It's all together at one. And it could be like similar to what we said about Rosh Hashanah. Obviously, it's not Rosh Hashanah. It's not our whole years on the line. But it's the day of we're in the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that brings us closer to Him. There's a Yemei HaDin that we want to keep on doing the mitzvahs. And Hashem says, I'm giving you these mitzvahs. I'm giving you them because I love you. I want you to perform. I want you to get the best spot in Olam Haba. I want you to have the best spot in Olam Hazeh. Because the more you go and you do the mitzvahs, the greater your life's going to be in this world. So you know what Hoshana Rabbah is? Hoshana Rabbah is we go and we take the Arvei Nachal. We take the Aravos and we hit it on the floor. We hit it on the floor. Why? Because we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arvei Nachal comes right near the water. What's water? So in the past we've spoken about water. In Mayim El HaTorah, the Gemara tells us in Tainus, which we all know, right? Mayim, Shiflus, the idea of water. The Gemara tells us in Brachos, Daf Samach, little drop, little drop, little drop. Makes holes in rocks. Torah does amazing things to everyone. But there's another thing about water, simplicity. Hashem says, all I want is your simplicity, you're simple. just go simple, right? You go to a restaurant, and the waiter waits, and he comes, and he says, what do you want? Hopefully you're going to spend $300 on the wine, and you say, I just want a little water. Maybe we want the water, because we don't spend money on it, but I just want the water, right? They always get you in the restaurants, because they want you to get the drink, right? You go to a pizza store, and every kid, he wants his own bottle of soda, and then it turned into a $20 thing into a $100 thing. Everyone needs the bottle, and then the and we're thinking to ourselves, I'll just bring a bottle of Pepsi, I'll save $50, okay. But the simplicity of water. Hashem says, listen, I'm giving you the Arve Nachal. I'm giving you this day, the Yom HaDin, the finalization of Yom HaDin. The last time we say, L'David Hashem Ori is on Hoshana Rabbah. Because again, what we're saying is that we're taking all of the holidays going through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and bringing it into Sukkot. It's Yemei HaDin with Yemei HaSimcha. What's the connection with Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is the pinnacle of this. Avram Avinu, imagine, he's told that he's going to bris ben hamsarim, he's going to continue the generation, and all of a sudden, he's told that he has to slaughter his son. And it says in the pasuk, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, and Avraham woke up. What do you mean he woke up? He went to sleep. How do you go to sleep? Right? We have like the little things in our mind, it's hard for us to go to sleep. Avram, he's told that he has to slaughter his son because he said, Yemei HaDin, I'm the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I do whatever you tell me, Hashem. Such a high level. Vayashkem Avram Baboker, that he wanted to live Al Kiddush Hashem. Right? We spoke about in the past, to die Al Kiddush Hashem is such a high level. Look at the Rambam. Ah, such a high level. But to live Al Kiddush Hashem. So Hoshana Rabbah is the last day of Simchas, of the last day of Sukkot. Why? Because it's like what we're saying now, is that we have Yemei HaSimcha, being in the Hanani HaKavod of Hashem, having all the mitzvahs, but Hashem says, I'm going to judge you right now because I want to see how you react to all these mitzvahs, how you do them. And then we get to a Simchas Torah, and a Shemini Atzeres. And Hashem says, Kosha Haleim Predaschem, it's so hard for me to leave you one more day. But one more day, wouldn't that make it harder? One more day? How's that going to help? And Hashem says, listen, I'm going to give you a holiday. A separate holiday. The Gemara says in Yuma, the Gemara says in Sukkah, all over Shas, at Shmini Aseres, is a separate holiday. Nushachiyanu, a whole new holiday. But this holiday, there's no mitzvos. The Chinuch writes, the mitzvah Shinvav, there's no mitzvos. We had a shofar. We had tshuva, we had inui, we had all these different things. We had fasting, we had all these different things. And then we had sukkis, and now I'm going to give you a mitzvah of Simchas Torah. Because I want your simplicity, I want your love, but the only way you're going to be able to show it to me is through your dedication to me. Even without the physical mitzvahs, I want you to show that you're going to show dedication. Now you're going to do it. You're going to bring the Torah into your life. You're going to make the Torah real. It's going to... The Ramban writes in his beginning, in the Akhtama to the Torah, it says, every letter is Shemosav Shel Hashem. When we tap into Torah, we're tapping into the Rabbanu Shalom himself. When we see and we could do the mitzvahs and we do chesed, just like Hashem does chesed. The Gemara says in Sota Daf Yedalid, Hashem ends with Chesed. He buries Moshe Rabbeinu and he starts Bereishis, clothing Adam and Chava, Chesed Shel Emes. There's an idea of Hashem says, listen, I'm going to give you Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Normally, when we take Hoshana Rabbah and Sukkot, we leave the Sefer Torah, we leave it in the middle, and then we go around it. On Simchas Torah, we go around with the Sefer Torahs. Why? Because we're going around the Bima. We're going around those Shtenders. Because Hashem says, I want you to bring the Torah and bring it into your life and dance around the Torah. Dance around the Torah, making our own living, walking Sefer Torah ourselves. Hashem says, I'm going to give you a month, no holidays. Mar Cheshvin. Starting to get cold. It's going to start getting rainy. Mar Cheshvin. But you're going to take the Torah into your life. And that's why Kosher Leib Predasim, it's hard, but I'm going to give you something that could keep you going. The Torah is always there, because when you learn about me and you understand me, you'll get close to me. So what is V'zois HaBrocha? The Ruach HaKodesh Makadosh says, beautiful. You lack it. Look at the end of Parshas Hazinu. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I'm not able to go into Eretz Yisrael. V'zayis ha-bracha, says the Ruach HaKodesh. But I'm still going to give you bracha. Why am I going to still give you bracha? Because even though I can't go into Eretz Yisrael, maybe I could have blamed it on you. But no, I'm going to take upon myself, but I'm still going to give you bracha. You know why Moshe Rabbeinu is called an Ish Elokim? He's called an Ish Elokim because an Ish Elokim is a man that acts like God. God is someone that just gives. He gives and gives and gives. That's what God is. He gives us life. He gives us happiness. He gives us meaning. A person has the ability to be a creator also by giving. And how is he a giver? By giving brachas. By thinking about someone else. By davening for someone else, the Gemara says in brachos. You daven for me, I'll daven for you. Let's help each other, the brachos. Moshe Rabbeinu. But he learns it. Why? Misin. Right after it says Hashem. Why? Because he learned it from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. But Moshe Rabbeinu, there's something so unique about it, Moshe Rabbeinu. Our friends were quotes beautifully. The last Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu lived with integrity. Imagine your whole life's mission to be a spakula me'ira, just being run with the Ribbono Shel Olam. His whole life giving over the Torah, being the greatest Navi that ever lived. Going up to Shemayim, bringing the Torah down, that special book of Hashem. And then he sees Klal Yisrael. And he could have pushed it off and said, Hashem, no, I'm going to put the Torah aside. But no, he broke it. Why? Because MS, integrity. They needed this. They needed the Luchos broken. And Moshe, Torah, Sashal, MS. That is integrity. Because the whole pshat of Torah's MS is I want to make Torah real. It's truthful. There's nothing more true than the Torah. You just look at the Jewish nation from generation to generation. The only reason why we're still here is with the Torah. Because we have the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And he's talking to us with the Torah. The beauty of the Torah. But we're all Eved to Hashem. An Eved is a servant. Us being a servant is not out of being a servant. Because we love Hashem. And Hashem says, listen. I want you to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Ish Emes. He had the luchos, and he broke them because he realized, but guess what? He said, I mean, you're going to pick yourself up because nothing could stop anyone from striving for greatness. And guess what? Klal Yisrael, they got a kapara, and they got the second luchos. But Moshe Rabbeinu showed them that you have to take upon yourself. You got to realize that there's things that happen after you do things. And Moshe says, listen, although I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael with you, I'm going to give you the brachas that you're going to always be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea of V'zayis HaBracha. That right at the end of the Torah, the end of the Chumash, we go right to Bereishis. Because Bereishis represents, as Avudraham says, Leinei Kol Yisrael Alamid, Bereishis Bore Elokim Lev, because Hashem all He wants is our hearts. He loves us so much. He gives us this time. So special. It's like that sukkah, Yachvieni Lekel Shakai. The idea of Mamash Hashem's giving us a hug. And it goes from progression to progression. As we spoke about, Rosh Hashanah to a Yom Kippur, taking the inspiration and making it real, bringing it to a sukkah. And now, then you have right after, right at the end, Hoshana Rabbah. The idea of Yom Hadin. Hashem says, I'm giving you judgment, but I know you love doing it. It's coming together. Yemeya Simcha, Yemeya Din, right at the end of Sukkot. And then I want you to make it real. And you know why? Even though you think it's Koshalei and Peridaschem, that it's so hard and it is hard, I'm going to give you something that's going to carry you through. Even though you're going to have a month without any mitzvahs, what's going to carry you through? The Torah. And the Torah incorporates everything. Torah's MS, as Moshe Rabbeinu shows us, the MS, Zayis HaBracha, the MS of Moshe, but it's Torah's Chesed. It's amazing, Rav Simloy, the Gemara says, we spoke about in Sota Yudalad, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum Mechanun, he does all these acts of Chesed, so too, we also want to do acts of Chesed. And who's Rav Simloy? Right at the end of Makus. 613 mitzvahs. The only thing we don't know, again, we argue what the mitzvahs are, Machlag is older, you show him what's this, what's that. But everyone holds 613 mitzvos. That's Rav Simloy. Rav Simloy represents all the mitzvos, 613. 613 mitzvos, that's din. we gotta do, we gotta accomplish, but at the same time, rachamim. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morasha kilas Yaakov. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, the Torah, the guiding book of our lives. We have to carry it on from generation, build it within ourselves. And they tell the last final story. Beautiful story right at the end of a Hallel, right? Again, we have Sukkis, and then we have Shmini Atzeres. But Sfasemis got up, and he said that you need to have Kavana in Ona Hashem. You need to have Kavana, and all the Hasidim were trying to figure out, what's he talking about? Is he talking about Ona Hashem or Shiana? That Hashem, he should save us, Ona Hashem Atzlichana, on the next day, in the Shul, the Sukkis time. Some Hasidim started screaming on top of the lungs, Ana Hashem, Oshiana, Hashem, save us. And the other sect that thought it was Atzlichana started screaming. And they came to the Imer Emes, the son of the Sfas Emes, and they said, Nu, which one is it? And he said, it's neither of them. It's the Pasuk of Ana Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha. Right? Ana, Ki Ani Avdecha. Ana Hashem, says Radak. Ana Hashem is not spelled with an Aleph. Look, it's spelled with a Hey. Over here it says, On Hashem, I want to thank you, God. On Hashem, I want to thank you because I'm your servant. I'm your servant because you give me the mitzvahs. You give me the commandments to go and fulfill this simcha. That's what we have to realize. When we're saying Hallel, On Hashem, Ki Ani Avdecha. Hashem obviously is the Savior. He gives us success. But we have to thank Him. Let us build again. This Sukkis, such a beautiful Sukkis, taking the Rabboni Shalom into our lives. The Simchas Torah, dancing with the Torah. But we dance around with the Torah, the Shtenders, the learning of the Torah. Bez Hashem, everyone should have an amazing, amazing Yontif. Everyone should bring all the Shefa that they brought from all these amazing Yontifs and bring it into their life. And everyone should have an amazing Shabbos and an amazing Yontif.